And now we have a cautionary note. A recall of You by Kotex Sleek tampons made between October 2016 and October 2018, which also gives us an opportunity to talk about tampons, a conversation that may not be for everyone, but a lot of women will be all ears. Tampons have an interesting history. The early Egyptians used a form for contraception. The modern cardboard applicator was patented by a man in 1931, but Gertrude Tendrich bought it and made the tampons out of cloth on her sewing machine. There was skepticism. Would they give young women erotic feelings? Maybe deflower them? But then during World War II, tampons took off when women took the place of men in factories. And now we have this recall. It came after reports that some of the You by Kotex Sleek tampons came apart on removal. Some women had to get medical help in getting pieces out. Others reported infections. Dr. Jessica Shepherd is an OBGYN at Baylor University Medical Center. Dr. Shepherd, you want to point out that while there may be additives in tampons, women should check. You don't think this recall is cause for alarm, that by and large tampons are safe?
Oh, absolutely. You know, a recall like this is not necessarily something that would say not to use tampons. It's just something to make sure that they are safe in every aspect.
Right. And for women to know, if you've been having a little problem, go to your doctor, because pieces left inside cannot be a good thing.
Absolutely. As soon as this was heard by Kimberly Clark, they pulled their product. This is a point of where we can educate on how to use tampons correctly, making sure that they're being used at the appropriate time as well.
And just remind us, there was once the toxic shock syndrome scare, TSS. Remind us what that was, and is it still an issue? And are there women who just can't use tampons?
There are some women who should not or can't use tampons, women who might have a medical condition, or sometimes they have some anomalies or abnormalities within the reproductive system that would not allow them to use tampons. But outside of that, tampons really can be used by anybody. Now, when you go back to toxic shock syndrome, that really goes down to the education of how to use the product. Because when you think of toxic shock syndrome, it really has to do with an infection in your body that what we call a superbacteria is released after having a tampon in for extended amount of time, extended duration, that allows that bacteria to then go into your bloodstream, causing what we call TSS or toxic shock syndrome. And so these women will present with some type of symptoms, anywhere from a very high fever to sometimes a rash, and sometimes some pelvic tenderness that really needs to be paid attention to, because it really can precipitate more of a shock, which can have their whole body shut down. So the fact that that could happen is, you know, very shocking, mm-hmm. but it is also very rare. And so what we found when that happened back in the 70s and the 80s is that there needed to be more education, one, about the product and how its use, and also for women to understand with tampon use, it really does depend on what type of tampon you're using for the certain part of your cycle as far as absorbency, but also the duration of time that you're using the tampon and not exceeding that time.
Well, then while we have you, we just want to ask a quick question, because in looking into this, it's fascinating. I mean, there was a museum of menstruation until recently. It had 3,000 objects in it. There is a Society for Menstrual Cycle Research. This is a rich topic. There's now a movement called Menstrual Equality, promoting the idea that people should have free access to products, but also, as you say, know what's in them. So your thoughts on companies now, Lola, Cora, making tampons from organic cotton, maybe with no plastic applicators. Thinx is another company. THINX makes underwear with built-in menstruation protection. There's the Diva Cup. It's an insert starting to become popular. Your thoughts, should women be thinking a little more beyond just grabbing the box off the shelf?
You know, I think that as we progress and pay more attention to women and menstruation, more products that are available to women, that they have more choices, more options, is absolutely brilliant. Products such as the Diva Cup or Thinx, that to me is a way of being more forward thinking about what we can actually use during menstruation and not limited to only certain types of products. That is a way for women to express themselves and how they are individually.
Well, it's really quite something. This has started a conversation among women of a certain age in our workforce, remembering, oh, bulky pads and safety pins, or a sort of like garter yeah. belt. You know, even though this is maybe a little upsetting for women to hear that there is a recall, there have been so many advances.
Oh, absolutely. When you were talking about the Museum of Menstruation, if you can imagine going back to times in history when there weren't any products like this to be used, and women have seen progress in sanitary napkins and tampons, I really do believe that when there is a recall, it doesn't necessarily mean that the product is bad. It means that there needs to be some changes in how it was made, but not necessarily that it can't be used at all.
By the way, one of the items in the museum is Fresca powder. It is a powder that was marketed for menstruation, the relief of the symptoms. It was also used to treat insect bites and burning feet. It's good we've moved on from that. Dr. Jessica Shepherd, again, OBGYN at Baylor University Medical Center, thank you so much.
Thank you. I really appreciate this.